On Friday, the Truckee River Flood Management Authority could vote on a flood mitigation and park proposal between McCarran and Rock Boulevards, potentially creating sports fields. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck reports.
In the middle of the busy streets, there's an oasis with overgrown bushes changing colors for fall, birds and migratory bats, and the river flowing below. This area is one of the first to flood during a major storm, says George Robeson, executive director of the authority. One of the agency's roles is to prevent damage to infrastructure.
We're going to do that with levees that can protect the water from going out into the industrial areas. We would be underwater right here during a big flood. So what we want to do is slow this water down. We can do things that are more natural. We can have side channels that get this more connected to the floodplain.
There are also two potential design options for the nearly 170 acres. The land could be transformed into a nature park featuring platforms for fishing, an outdoor event space, and wildlife viewing areas. The second, more costly concept could incorporate those components along with 11 grass fields that could double as a water retention basin. Naomi Albertson, a sports medicine physician, is fighting for the fields alongside several sports leagues. While the city's population is growing, the number of playing fields is lagging.
There's already so many barriers in place for youth participation. You may end up having to leave your job early to get them from South Reno to Golden Eagle and Sparks, which is at this point about a 45-minute to an hour drive.
However, Albertson and the others may have to wait. Sparks Mayor Ed Lawson, an authority board member, isn't ready to vote. He wants to get started on the flood mitigation right away, even if it means ditching the fields.
How much does it cost? What's the timing of it? What if we do have a flood? I couldn't look at people in Sparks in the industrial area. I couldn't look them in the eye and say, you know what? We decided to postpone because we decided it was more important to have recreation.
But the timeline isn't clear. The Army Corps of Engineers must approve the permits, and it's taken years to greenlight a project downstream. Robeson says the authority has the roughly $70 million needed on hand. The funding is from a small increment in Washoe County's sales tax, instituted after the 1997 flood, which caused two deaths and $700 million in damages. Lucia Starbuck, KUNR News.